Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos, Maseches Psachim. In Mishnah Zayin, we're actually going to discuss some details about the Isser Melacha of Erev Pesach in the afternoon. Now, we had mentioned that Erev Pesach in the afternoon, there's an Isser Melacha that is very similar to the Isser Melacha on Chol HaMoed, which is that we are restricted. But as we will see, it is slightly more lenient. It is very similar, but slightly more lenient than the restrictions of Chol HaMoed. And so Mishnah Zayin says, Moshivin Shovachim Latarnagolim Ba'arba Asar. Now, a Shovach is usually a pigeon coop. But in this context, when we say we're allowed to Moshivin, to make sit, to settle down, chickens on the Shovach, really what we're talking about is it's permitted to arrange a hen on some eggs, right, to incubate them. So you set up a little like a nest kind of area, you put the eggs in and you put the chicken down on top of it so that they will hatch. You're allowed to do that on Erev Pesach. I mean, that's because it's not really considered a real melacha. And you're allowed to do that even in the afternoon. However, this is not permitted on Chol HaMoed. On Chol HaMoed, you are not allowed to set up a hen, on the eggs. But even on Chol HaMoed, and certainly on Erev Pesach, v'tarnagola shebarucha machazir nosol mekoma. If you have a hen that was already sitting on eggs, and it ran away, then you can take it and put it back. So even on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to return a chicken that was already sitting on the eggs. And certainly, of course, you're allowed to do that on Erev Pesach when you're even allowed to put down, start it off. And the reason you're allowed to do that on Chol HaMoed is because of Hefsed. Once the chicken has started to sit on the eggs are going to start to incubate. And they are no longer really edible, because they are already developing, starting to develop. And yet, they're still not full chicks. So if they had never been set on, then you could sell them, people would eat them. If they had already been fully set on, they hatched, so now you have chickens. But this is now an intermediate stage. And so basically, they're going to go bad because the developing chicken fetuses inside will die without the warmth. And you'll have nothing. You'll have eggs that have partial dead chickens in them, and you certainly can't sell those for people to cook with. And neither do you have chickens. So therefore, because of the Hefsed, you're allowed to return the chicken to the eggs on Chol HaMoed. And similarly, says the Mishnah, if the chicken that is on the eggs dies, Moshivin Acheres Tachteh, you can replace it with another chicken, even though that chicken never sat on the eggs before. Still, since those eggs are kind of in process and there's a significant hefsed, if you don't deal with it, you're allowed to put even a new chicken on top of those eggs to continue the incubation. The second halacha in our Mishnah says, Gorfin mitachas ragli behemo be'arbasar. On Erev Pesach, even in the afternoon, you are allowed to sweep out the manure from below the legs of the animals, meaning you're allowed to basically sweep out the stall where the animals live to keep it clean. And you're allowed to do that because, again, it's not considered a real full malacha. However, that is only true on Erev Pesach, even in the afternoon. On Chol HaMoed, you can't do that. Uvimoed misalkan l'stadim. On Chol HaMoed, you can sweep the stuff off to the side, like into a corner, but you can't scoop it up and take it out to the garbage like you can, or to the manure pile, like you can on Erev Pesach. The third halacha in our Mishnah is that on Erev Pesach afternoon, molichin umevin kelim beis ha'uman, you are permitted to take utensils that require repair to the artisan to repair them. He can't fix them on Erev Pesach, but you can take them to his shop on Erev Pesach so that he can fix them later. And you can collect utensils that were already fixed. Even if you don't need them for Yontif. So even if you don't need them for Yontif, you can take them to be fixed. And even if you don't need them for Yontif, you can collect utensils that were already fixed. This is not true for Chol HaMoed. On Chol HaMoed, we cannot take anything to the artisan to be fixed. And even stuff that's already been fixed, you can only go collect things from the artisan's shop if it is that were already fixed, if it is needed for Chol HaMoed or for Yom Tov. Otherwise, you can't bring anything to the artisan at all, and you can't take home anything that is not needed for Chol HaMoed or for Yom Tov.